Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through a prayer for our children to understand the joy of Easter together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Our Children to Understand the Joy of Easter by Amanda Eidelman. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Easter is such a special time for our children. Spring is exploding all around us as we prepare our hearts and homes to rejoice in the truth of the resurrection. It's almost impossible to miss the excitement that comes as the trees start to bud, the sun begins to warm us again, and the animals run wild with anticipation of new life. It's so beautiful that nature mirrors the message of Easter, which is a story of new life breaking through and destroying death's grip on humanity. As we go participate in our many family traditions, celebrations, and gatherings, let's not forget to point our kids to the true source of joy. We have to show them that the excitement of the physical new season we see unfolding parallels the spiritual reality that we were once dead in our sin, but with Christ we have eternal hope through salvation. Of course, we need to use the language that matches their age. Tell them that just as the flowers are bursting open after the cold, dead winter, we also can have faith that we will experience the same transformation when we meet Jesus. Share with them that the impossible really did happen. A man who was killed beat the grave to show us that he was more than a man. He was God in the flesh. It's his story that changes ours. We can shake off the anxiety of our own winters because as a new creation in Christ, we know the best is yet to come. What I find so impressive about kids is that the truth feels so obvious to them when we point it out to them. While my kids ask wonderful questions, they also see the reality of God as truth at this age without the pressure of culture. They have the faith of a mustard seed, readily trusting that God's death is enough to assure them of life everlasting. We need to learn from our kids and not shy away from sharing the truth of the Bible with them. Their hearts are more hungry and ready to see God's reality than we realize. Joy comes easy for them. My kids find joy in running circles around the kitchen, throwing balls in the air, painting messy, indistinguishable paintings, chasing each other in the backyard with Nerf guns. The possibilities for joy are endless. It's not hard for them to see Jesus beating death so that they can have hope as a joyful event. We just have to be intentional to share this truth with them in a way that exudes joy. How can they be happy about Jesus if Jesus feels complicated, boring, or distant? our joy, our life patterns, our expressions of faith informs theirs. This is a heavy reality for us parents, but it's also a good opportunity. Ask God to renew the joy of your salvation so you can eagerly pass it on to your children. If they see your God as a real, joyful, and loving God, they then will be ready to cling to Him without hesitation. As my daughter goes to bed each night, she fervently prays for every friend, need, worry, and loved one that comes to her mind. This prayer ritual is not prompted or demanded. It comes from a genuine place of eager faith that lives in her heart. Jesus, for her, is the answer to all of life's complicated and scary scenarios. I want to be more like her, ready to bring my cares to the feet of Jesus every day. I hope that this Easter, I can show her that God's gift to her is worth celebrating joyfully. Let's pray. God, restore to me the joy of my salvation so I can be one that eagerly passes my faith onto my children. Let each of us in my home view this season with wonder. Open our eyes to how nature mirrors the story of resurrection. I thank you that you bring life to dead things. Give me the right words to point my kids to who you are and what you've done for them. Enable me to live out a genuine life of faith so my kids do more than hear what salvation is, but also see it worked out in my own life with fear and trembling. Help me to be wise in how my home celebrates Easter, making sure that I do more than hand out candy and eat deviled eggs, but I also share Jesus with my kids. I invite your Holy Spirit to reside in my home, filling us with joy that comes from the eternal hope we have in Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.